Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. We made it, everybody. It's nearly the weekend. I'll take you home all the way safe, or at least to the happy hour. I got Evan on the board today. How you doing, Evan?
Oh, killing it, man. Friday. Woo!
Friday, we are going to kill you in this regard. You know, not literally, I hope. Even rhetorically. You know, I'm here to support you, lift you up. But I am going to make you work your ass off. Because I want to do, you know, sort of a Friday fun little exercise. And we've done this exercise like 3 times in 10 years. And it's one of my favorite exercises. But it takes audience participation on a big scale. You know, all the wallflowers, today is your day. But here's what I'd like to do, and I'll get to it in just a moment. We do have a fine guest coming late in the show. She is Jessica Katzenmeier. She is a congressional candidate, and she is going to discuss some transphobic legislation being rolled out here in the state of Wisconsin. I think Jessica is taking it somewhat personally, but we'll talk with her at 4:50 Central Time today. So that's the only guest. And between here and there, I'm certainly going to throw some of the political headlines of the day at you. But I also want to do a fun little exercise for like the third time in the history of this fine radio program. And I'm going to start by giving all the new listeners, you know, perhaps listening across the Devil's Advocates Radio Network, all across the nation, on Devil Radio, 844-967-2789. Wait, you don't have a pen? Write that down. Or dial it. 844-967-2789. Here's what we're doing. We're going to pick the song that is emblematic of the first year of Joe Biden's presidency.
The soundtrack.
The soundtrack.
Of the Biden presidency, if you will.
Of the Biden presidency so far. And, you know, CJ, even you are allowed to participate today. All you people I've been scorning all week, you know, those that cheat on me. You know, we've got a lot of fine listeners that cheat on me with other fine talk lefty talk radio products. And they call in there, and then I hear them, and then they're proud, and they want to often bring that fine thought that they first shared with another fine lefty talk radio host, and then they bring it to me all sloppy second style. Even you, the recently scorned, can join me on this fine radio program today.
Now's your chance.
Now's your chance. 844-96-PARTY, because Friday it's for grievances. We're going to air some today. And what is the song of the first year of the Joe Biden presidency? And I'll tell you what, I'll lead. I'll go first. I'll even give you the song. You know what song I'm going to pick, right, Evan? So we'll get there in a moment. But I'll give you a little backstory. Crudeism. This song is the song that I marched out to at graduation of high school. In just a wee 17-year-old crudey version. You know, it was the accomplishment of my life that far. Now, I've had a few minor accomplishments that have perhaps exceeded high school graduation since. But it was kind of a big deal at the time. And there was a song I marched out to. And, you know, as far as the first year of the Biden presidency, I think Joe has got something of an incomplete. You know, we don't know where it's going from here. But I'm optimistic, and I feel optimistic about this song. This song raises my spirits, and this is how I feel. Are we ready for this? This is how I feel about the first year of the Joe Biden presidency. This is the song Crudy chooses You ain't seen nothing yet. Play it. Yeah. So this is where my money goes. And I find this to be an optimistic song, maybe because it reminds me of the glory days. I was quite a bit skinnier there, had a lot more hair, and a lot of optimism in my heart, gleam in my eye. Still had these dimples. But those were petty times. 1988, Crudy walking across the stage. Hadn't even turned 18 yet. Still just a young man. And that's the way I feel about the Joe Biden presidency. So far, thus far, it's just early. We're early in the game. And we'll see what happens from here. But today, on this big show, as we air the Friday grievances, we choose the song or soundtrack of the first year of the Joe Biden presidency. So, you know, play along. 844-967-2789. We can be done with Crudy's song for now, Evan. And I'm going to throw an early grievance out there. We also do grievances on Fridays. I'm going to throw an early one out there. My early grievance is there was a political candidate. Let's call him a candidate for now. I'll tell the story. And this candidate said he'd run for attorney general if only he could raise $1 million in 10 days. $1 million in 10 days. And the candidate put himself out there publicly. And, you know, it takes a lot of guts to be a political candidate. So I don't, you know, I don't chop him off at the knees for that. But the guy made a prediction. $1 million, 10 days. And now we've seen the campaign finance reports. And that candidate raised $27,000 in 10 days. Little, you know, below the bar. Little short of the goal. And ran anyways. And I'm talking about Texas's own Louie Gohmert. Congressman Louie Gohmert apparently said if he could raise $1 million, he'd run for attorney general of the great state of Texas. Oh, the people of Texas, they'd be so proud. And he raised 27 grand, and he ran anyways. That's going to be a very expensive race for a statewide race. And, you know, I don't play a lot of Texas electoral politics. But Ken Paxton, the guy that is the current attorney general, the incumbent, that guy's been under, what, political investigation and indictment since he was elected to office. And he's got, you know, some challengers, but he's also sitting on a war chest of like $7.5 million. So I'm not sure if Louie Gohmert has to give up his congressional seat, but wouldn't that kind of be a silver lining here? If Louie Gohmert had to give up the Congress and he's running for attorney general and he's declared his candidacy, but he only raised 27 grand. Apparently, through the course of the next couple months, he's now claiming he's got a balance greater than a million. But it's still small. It's not going to get her done. Ken Paxton's got a couple of primary opponents with a lot of money. And, you know, I don't know if a million even would cut it, but 27 grand ain't going to. I hope Louie Gohmert already, you know, burned the bridge back to the Congress. But we are playing a little exercise. Friday grievances, we always do that round here, and you can air yours. And also, the first year of Joe Biden's presidency, I think officially, was it yesterday, today, it's this week, and we're picking a song and a soundtrack, and we're playing along. Good friends, welcome. New friends, welcome. Profane Ronnie, you're always welcome, as long as you keep it clean. Welcome, sister. How you doing?
I always try and keep it clean, but you know me. I struggle sometimes.
Well, how are we doing today, Ronnie?
Pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. I like your selection. I like that one better than mine.
I'm feeling a little optimistic. You know, it can't get any worse, so it's got to get better, right? You haven't seen anything yet. Ronnie.
I really like that because that is how I feel. But looking back on it, the first thing that popped into my mind was Bob Seger, Against the Wind, because Joe Biden fighting against the wind.
You know, that's also about, you know, a young Bob Seger. He was so strong back then, right? We all were, weren't we, Ronnie? Seemed like we had strong backs and broad shoulders. My belly was a lot flatter then.
Mine too.
I was sporting a mullet. You know, Joe Biden used to have a fine shock of hair as well. I think he got plugs, though. His hair has seen better days.
Yes, he did. Yes.
Are you optimistic about the Biden presidency going forward?
I am, and I'm actually optimistic about the 2022 election this fall. I think that the righties have done so much crap that, and the Supreme Court, and just everybody all around, I think we are super mobilized. What Mitch McConnell said about African-American voters, we should just play that nonstop, because it, no matter who's running for what office, they are part of the Republican Party, and this is the leader of their party.
Well, I paraphrase, and I don't mean to take Mitch McConnell out of context. I never got around to playing this sound, but obviously it's out there. But Mitch McConnell basically contrasted African-Americans and the percentage at which they vote with Americans, apparently implying white people. And I'm not sure if it was a Freudian slip or sort of a Confederacy slip. I think he might have meant to say it that way.
I think he did, which we would never say it that way. I mean, it's he's a moron. They're evil. And I think we're going to just absolutely flood the polls this fall. So, and I'm going to be retired, so I'm going to work my butt off to do that.
You're going to be a poll worker, Ronnie?
I am. I'm already signed up to work the elections, and but I'm going to go out and campaign. I hate going door to door, and I hate phone calls, but I'm going to do it because it's totally necessary.
Ronnie, do you recall what was the soundtrack of your graduation, whatever year that was, when you were a young lady, and you were optimistic, and you had the world by the you-know-what? Senior song or whatever.
Senior,
what was your senior song?
Yeah, our senior final party song was Come Sail Away with, you know, from Styx.
Oh, I'm familiar. Even I, you know, for a moment there in my head, I'm playing it in my head. But, you know, occasionally I sing on the radio. Not Come Sail Away, sister.
Me too.
I don't sing Come Sail Away. Well, you know, relative to your graduation song, life has gotten so much better, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Hey, sister.
We got the right guy in the White House. So
we do.
That's a big difference.
Ronnie, have a wonderful weekend. Go Packers! Come back with us. More Devils. You ain't seen nothing yet.